Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday. You're listening to Morning Edition on WVIK. Hundreds of bicycle racers will crowd into the Village of East Davenport this weekend to compete in the 56th Quickstar Criterium. John Harrington from the Quad Cities Bicycle Club expects about 300 will register again this year for the races on Monday, Memorial Day.
Part of it is the reputation of our race, but part of it too is it's a four-race weekend. So, you know, they're spending money to travel, and if you can do four races or three races in a weekend, it really makes it worth it.
The other weekend races include Friday Night Fever Twilight Criterium in Burlington, the Snake Alley Criterium on Saturday, also in Burlington, followed by the Melon City Criterium in Muscatine on Sunday. New this year, on Monday, will be a race without bicycles. Harrington says a local store has put up the prize money for the Running Wild Mile.
To be honest, we thought it might be good just to bring in additional fans, you know, a different group, a different demographic, a different group of people to come on and watch the day.
So far, registration for the Quick Star Criterium include the second place finisher from last year's women's pro race and the first and second place finishers from the men's race. Augustana College and the City of Rock Island are working together to build new tennis courts for students and the community. Wednesday morning, they broke ground at the corner of 38th Street and 11th Avenue in Lincoln Park. Mayor Mike Tomes says this is just the latest collaboration between the city and college.
We've done it for many, many years, whether it be reconstruction of streets, whether it be research of lead piping in the city, and of course this project amongst many others and a lot more in the future.
In addition to six new courts, the new tennis complex will include lights, bleachers, restrooms, and parking. Augustana head coach David DeSimone says his players are excited to have new courts.
This project just shows the commitment that Augustana and the community has made to supporting our students and supporting our community. Our teams are really looking forward to practicing and competing in a facility that now matches the level of play that we have and the level of our program.
The $1.5 million tennis complex is scheduled to open in the fall. A Rock Island man is suspected of a fatal shooting in Davenport on Sunday. Tuesday night, 25-year-old Deshaun Washington was arrested and is charged with first-degree murder and being a felon in possession of firearms. Washington is accused of killing 37-year-old Andre Clanton of Davenport. Police were called about 5 a.m. Sunday to the 1300 block of Judson Street for a call of shots fired with a victim. They found Clanton suffering from a gunshot wound. You're listening to Morning Edition on WVIK. It's Thursday, May 25th. I'm Tracy Singleton. Thank you for listening, and thank you for making us your choice for news in the Quad Cities. Good morning.